We're in the, where are we in? Where are we?
Where are we? We're in Wild Honey Inn. We're not in Stockholm.
We're in Wild Honey Inn in Lisdoonvarna. And the person who's speaking is Swedish, and she'll tell you who she is, and then she'll carry on with her story.
So, Birgitta Rincurten here from...
Burren Smokehouse.
That's right. We're in Lisdoonvarna. And I'm just talking about this particular event that was going on in Stockholm 2 weeks ago in the Irish Embassy, where it's kind of, in a way, it's the start of the gathering, you know, starting to promote Ireland in Sweden. Tourism Ireland have seen that Sweden particularly is a rising market, and the market that is growing for visitors into Ireland. And also there's a lot of food. Food is very high on the agenda in Sweden, yeah. So they wanted to bring a food story. So the Tourism Ireland then collaborated with Vodbia, and we created an event in the Irish Embassy where we had, I came with smoked salmon from all over Ireland. We only smoke 100% Irish salmon. So I got my Donegal Silver from Lough Swilly. I had my smoked, of course, in the Burren Smokehouse. We had the Irish organic salmon from Clare Island, smoked in the Burren Smokehouse. And then the wild salmon from River Nore down Inishteague. It's caught in Inishteague. And
You smoke wild salmon. I did not know that.
Only the very first wild salmon that we smoked was actually requested by Ross Lewis from Chapter 1 to be used for the Queen's visit at the Dublin Castle.
My mother-in-law will bite your hand off for that, because the only thing she actually wants to eat, in all honesty, is wild salmon, right? Go on, tell us.
So I did this tasting journey. It was actually... because it is a tasting journey. These three different fishes smoked by us, all of us, or all of them, in the same smoking method, with oak smoke, 16 hours at around 30 degrees Celsius. They have, because they're different raw materials, they have a different taste. So we actually gave a flavor, kind of a travel.
Irish oak that you use? Or what, do you use apple, or what do you use?
It's actually American red oak that we get from a very good source locally. It's recycled material, so it's not like you get a tree and chop it up. But actually, it's the shavings of a woodcraft. It's an Irish shaving, so very fluffy, and we get the same wood all the time. But the fire is created with real shavings. That's part of the small ingredients that mean something to the flavor. And same thing, the microclimate that we smoke in, we have a little river passing us by, so we have the moisture content is extremely high in our ovens that were especially built for us in Limerick.
By a Limerick company. Do you remember their name?
They were Ecosystems. And Peter, my husband, went down to them, spoke to the food technologists, and together they came up with a scheme on how we wanted our ovens to be built, and they were built to our spec. So completely unique. Nobody else. We actually have a patent for our smoking method.
Are you an engineer, or is your husband an engineer?
My husband is not an engineer, but he knows the craft. You know, we both have the craft, but he knew how to spell it out, and we used the food technologists to then...
make your dream a reality.
So we were there in Stockholm, so I did this taste tour for the journalists, and then we went on to another place, which was Michael Moran from Moran's of the Weir. He was doing oyster opening.
Jonathan Arm, you must go there.
He is Michael Moran is a world champion is in oyster opening. And that's, you know, there's the world championships in Galway every year in the autumn, and he's one of the world champions there. I think he's one of the few
times. I used
to
go to Moran's on the Weir in the 1960s with an uncle. It is the most wonderful place.
Brilliant.
I'll take you there someday.
Absolutely.
Go on.
So Michael was doing that, and also we had a Swedish world champion, Per Olofsson. He was also at the embassy, and Michael and Olof, they did this shock off. So the 30 oyster each. This is brought to
good
the media.
Drama.
Just kind of open up in time. And Michael Moran won. So it was really, really a happening. And people, you know, they got to taste the
products. Were
they
drinking
products.
Guinness with their oysters?
Of course, there was Guinness and wine and all kinds of, you know, all kinds of options. So it was we got a very good response. It was a happening, and
were there many Swedish people there?
They were all Swedish journalists.
All Swedish journalists?
Freelance. for different...
None of them from the Irish diaspora, all from...
It was the... Yeah, so it's not really the gathering. It was just to get media
coverage.
I mean, travel magazines, food, high-end food magazines, a bit of the, you know, the daily press. And it was really fantastic because the day I was visiting, I was there 3 days. This event was on the Thursday. That particular day, there was an article about me in the DN, which is like the Irish Times.
Yeah. Are you born in Stockholm, or where are you born?
100 kilometers south of Stockholm, on the Baltic Sea.
Ah.
And that's where we use the fish for, my father and myself used the hobby fish for eel, pike, perch, but eel was particularly
one. Did you fish as a child?
Yeah, of course.
With line and rod or
well, it would
with
be,
nets
we do, we do a certain amount of line and rod, but mainly nets and fike nets for the eels, which eels were quite valuable. And we always got the smoked in the local smokehouse, and that's really where we... I got the inspiration from and passed it on to Peter, and we decided to start a smokehouse here. Minted it on the Irish traditions, but also the Swedish traditions of coastal regions where you have your local smokehouse that you go to visit, mainly Swedish tourists, you know, people travelling within Sweden.
Indigenous
tourists.
Do they eat a lot of smoked salmon in Sweden?
Oh, yeah.
And do Swedish people have favourites about which type of salmon they like smoked? I heard that the Canadians are big into the different types of salmon, you know, and that you can have, you know, I'm an XYZ salmon type of person.
In Canada you have a situation where you have the Pacific salmon, so you have coho, king. It's not like that in Sweden. Sweden is Atlantic, Baltic. The Baltic Atlantic salmon that is caught. The same thing here. I mean, we don't have the Pacific. The Pacific is very dry. It's different. It's a completely different fish altogether. It's wild, but it's very dry. You can't compare it with the Atlantic. I think the Atlantic is definitely superior.
I was told that Canadian lumberjacks eat, you know, a pound and a half of salmon, smoked salmon, on a plate.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's true. Did anyone ever hear that?
I don't know, but if you put a pound and a half of smoked eel in front of my father, he'd eat it.
Yeah, smoked eel is fantastic.
I'm half Dutch, and so we'd eat a lot of smoked eel, herring and stuff as well, but smoked eel particularly as well.
John Canam, have you ever ate smoked eel in your life?
Through the Baltic.
Where?
All through the islands that we went from Estonia through the Baltic
and
to Ireland.
And smoked eel, I think, is a Dutch delicacy, so I'll try some.
And fish every single day.
Yeah. It's a shame now with the eel in Ireland, because they have completely stopped the licensing, which is, you know, it's because there's a shortage. The anguilla, the European eel, is protected species.
Yeah.
Except for Northern Ireland, they fish it like Goodo and send it over to Holland.
I was over in Norfolk. I think it was Norfolk or Cambridge. Ely.
That's right.
Ely. My son is an actor, right? And he was living in Ely for a while, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we went out to a pub there. They have so many eels there. Absolutely. The whole Norfolk Broads, the whole thing, they're full of eels. Are they under threat?
Supposedly. According to the scientists, eel is under threat. I know that in Sweden, I go out to an island every year, and I get the local fisherman whose father used to fish, who used to smoke the eel for us, and now he's taken over the smokery. But he actually works as a fisherman, as a professional fisherman. And he said that they have a license for eel, but it's only like 3 or 4 of them that have licensing for eel. So they've shut it down quite a lot in Sweden as well.
Do you only smoke in Burren Smokehouse, do you only smoke salmon, or do you smoke anything else?
Smoke mackerel and trout. And as I said, we used to do eel up to when they stopped the licensing, I didn't.
And in terms of your sales, are your salmon 95%?
85%. And I mean, the fact that we have a range there with premium, like the Donegal Silver salmon, and then the organic salmon, and then the wild. But the wild we get very small quantities of. But selling off here in the visitor centre very much.
Okay.
You know, and on the internet as well. Yeah.
My mother-in-law gets wild salmon from somebody. I don't know who it is, and it isn't poached, right?
It's genuine
source, right?
Yeah, yeah.
But she gets a couple of fish a year at the absolute most, right?
Yeah.
and we get it, you know, when we gather together for a family meal, right? And it's one hell of a product.
Yeah, I mean, it is.
It's lovely.
My grandfather had a salmon license that I handed down to my uncle that still has it.
Wow.
Salmon licenses are very valuable.
Okay. If we're going to talk about families, right, my mother grew up in County Clare in Ireland, right, in a place that was affected by the building of Ardna Crusha. You know the power station, right?
Yeah.
Downstream from Ardna Crusha, a place called Clonlara, right, on the river, right, was a river where, let's say, the river came to here.
Yeah.
They built the power station and the river fell to here, right? Every year, the family used to support itself by literally taking in people who were fishermen. They regularly took 35-pound salmon, 28, 35, out of the river all the time, right? So that was part of the salmon fishing. That they would have been wild fish caught in the my mother was born 1926, frankly, so you know, whatever it was, she's talking about 1930s. My mother told me loads and loads of stories about family fishing, catching fish like that in those days.
Yeah, and we used to get some eel from the ESB.
Oh, yeah. Do the ESB sell the fish?
Yeah.
Because they used to kind of capture them, wouldn't they,
that's
in their sense? Because they blocked the river with the dam.
Mm-hmm.
They built a thing by which the salmon could get around the dam. I don't know the details.
Especially a little bypass.
Salmon steps.
Imagine somebody working. Imagine somebody working for the ESB and their job title was eel seller.
probably is such a person.
So.
Hey, wow, look. Birgitte, that's absolutely wonderful. I think we stopped the recording now. You know, it's absolutely wonderful. I'm going to share this with the wider world. You don't mind that?
Not at all.
Wonderful, wonderful. Have you ever heard of a thing called Audio Boo?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Mark Rock, you're the CEO of Audio Boo. You are thrilled. This lady who runs the most drop-dead gorgeous business in the west of Ireland, in a place you ought to come and visit, has heard of you. Wow.
Yes, love.
I've just been told that I wasn't professional enough. My business partner has just turned to me and said I should have given the web address, and he's absolutely right. Birgitte, this is an opportunity to give a total plug. You can name your web address, you can name your Twitter account, you can name your Facebook account, you can tell me whether you're on Instagram, you can tell me whether you're on YouTube. You have carte blanche to give a total unmitigated plug. You know, how would I find you on the internet if I wanted to buy salmon from you?
Okay, you go into www.burrensmokehouse.ie, and I do a certain amount of Twitter on @burrensalmon, and we have a Facebook that you can find easily through our website. Just go into our website, you found both Facebook and Twitter, and we do have a good lot of video snippets and interviews on YouTube. So if
you're on YouTube,
if you look into Burrens Salmon,
have you considered? I'm not suggesting anything. I'm only just asking. Have you considered a thing called Pinterest?
I've considered it. I just heard about it at the Bloom, actually.
Okay.
I was talking to this lady from France.
I think you have so many photo opportunities in your business. Now, this is our Pinterest expert, right? Beside you, right? I know almost nothing about Pinterest, except that it seems to me that you're so photogenic, your business, right? Would you say? What would you say, Tanya?
Yeah, I think...
The answer is it?
For me, it's a very female thing, Pinterest. It tends to skew majorly towards
loads
women.
Loads of women buy smoked salmon?
A lot of the food purchase decisions are made by women in the majority of cases.
Okay, right. Go on.
And it's visual. So if you have a product like
yours,
which
like
I'm sure...
And men like photos too.
Visual. Hashtag food porn. I'd say definitely, and particularly because your export American market, Pinterest is ahead.
It's growing enormously.
And I mean, it's not. But also France. You know, we're going into France. We're launching our products in.
Now you're live on air, so.
We're launching our products into. Delighted to hear them on air. We're launching our products into a company called BioCop, which is a chain of organic shops, 330 of them. And we've been. BioCop. BioCop. BioCop.
Oh, yeah. BioCop. Yeah, I got it.
And they are a chain of organic foods. And they provide this food to individual BioCop shops. So we were approached last September. I met them again in January, and we've been over to Paris in May to meet the buyers. So we now have a listing, and we'll be launching our product in early November and December. So.
Hey, I've got to ask you this, because of the only chef I know, and it's a bit strong to say I know him, but he's incredible. He's and you correct my pronunciation. He'll kill me for this. Kajuter, the clipper. Do they have your salmon? Do they use your salmon?
Not yet.
Not yet. Okay. Cliff House Hotel is the most stunning hotel. I absolutely love them. They have a wonderful general manager. I say this in all honesty. I say it to his face. It is absolutely wonderful man. His name might be Andrew, but I forget, right? But they're on Twitter. He gave me the most lovely reception. And live on air, a top class chef, twittering, you know,
it's one of the places that I'd like to go and visit. I mean, I have been with Paul at the tannery, which I love. But actually, yes. I haven't, for some
haven't
reason,
been.
To
very
not
lucky.
To the Cliff,
You're
not
very
to
lucky.
The Cliff House yet.
You're very lucky.
I've been, you know, our products would be used by Neville Maguire, McNean's restaurant. And we have, you know, Ross Lewis has asked us to use it for the Queen's visit. And we're selling to Rathmullen House up in Donegal and also Harvey's Point. So a few places like that. You know.
The tasting menu. I'm going to tell you the only time I've been in Cliff House. The tasting menu is to die for. And the tasting menu combined with the wine tasting menu is the treat.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, I mean, that's what you have to do.
For your anniversary.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
what you have to do.
The treat for you've got to go there.
If you're going to a tasting menu, of course you have to have the you know, go the wine, with the tasting wine.
Have you been to Cliff House?
I have been there for lunch, Paul. Great deck outside, beautiful view.
Save up and go to the...
Well, it's my 10th anniversary, like next week. Next week.
Oh, there you go. Anniversary present sorted.
Cliff House Hotel, take a booking. Cliff House Hotel, take
the name down.
Take a booking.
Jonathan Am.
Discount. Tanya, have you ever been to Cliff House?
No, I haven't. I'm waiting for an invitation.
Beautiful.
You know, we should go, actually.
Road trip.
Forget this.
Next road trip.
We should take the four of us to Cliff House for fun.
Yeah.
You know, that would be
absolutely.
That's the way to do stuff in Ireland, to be honest, isn't it?
Absolutely.
You just take the conversation. You want to get in there, you want them to stop you, right?
Well,
fair enough,
those
right?
Views of the sea, Paul, from that deck. I mean, that's where you want to eat, you know, salmon.
Every time I went to the Cliff House Hotel, it was raining, and I have not ever seen the sea from the Cliff House Hotel.
Really?
But inside. Their pastries are to die for. It's wonderful. I mean, I rate Ballymaloe, right? I rate Ballymaloe extremely highly. I just love Ballymaloe. But there's more than one great place in Ireland, right?
Absolutely.
And Cliff House Hotel is something else, really, you know?
Cliff House
is
the greatest view, I think.
And they're the nicest people, you know?
And Ardmore is a great little place. There's lots of interesting...
And one of the best experts on Pinterest in Ireland lives there, and she's on Twitter under the name at... Sian underscore. Sian's S-I-A-N-S underscore?
Yes, I think so.
She's an extraordinary woman. She is an accountant, and she writes stories for children, and she's an expert on Pinterest. She is... I have never met her. I promised to meet in Middleton someday for a coffee. And, you know, we should go down there, team up with her, have a meal together.
I mean... You didn't
in
make,
August.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's been a few kind of bloggers' conventions or tweet-ups. There was a tweet-up. You know, I mean, they're wonderful. Brilliant.
Did you follow the one that they did in Cronin's Pub down in Crosshaven recently?
No, did not. Missed that one. I probably was away.
That was quite inventive. A whole load of food bloggers. Do you know it, Tanya? Were you there?
I live in Crosshaven.
Were you at it?
No. No, I was actually in Cuba at the time. But,
well, my good friend...
tough luck, yeah.
My very good friend, Roger Overall, was actually on
Sounds
the boat.
Terrible.
Roger Overall was
okay.
on the boat. He did podcasting from the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there were loads of other people too, don't get me wrong. He wasn't the only person. But they made one hell of a splash. I was still in Lourdes at the time. He was on the way back. And I came back. They got on a boat. The woman who runs Conn, I think it is, in Cronin's Pub.
Okay.
Hired a boat. Everybody paid
Brilliant.
Money from Cork.
Brilliant.
Sailed to Crosshaven, right? And they had fun on the boat. It was a journey, like we came in a car. I mean, we were just deciding that our company will actually once a month have a business meeting where we review our where we review our performance and our connections in a car. And we've been on our way to meet Burren all day. There are several audios.
And you haven't even